You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 133, and today you get an opportunity to eavesdrop in on a powerful Get Amplified coaching session where I'm guiding a really talented entrepreneur into how to message to attract ideal clients. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact? Boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hey there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's Melanie Benson, your host here, Profit Amplifier to Expertpreneurs. I love when I get a chance to do an on-air coaching session because I feel like sometimes you can have your greatest breakthroughs listening to someone else have a big breakthrough. So you're going to get a treat today and listen in to an on-air coaching session. If you would like to book a Get Amplified session for yourself, you can head on over to melaniebenson.com/coaching. There's different opportunities there for me to coach you, but you can look for the How to Get Amplified strategy sessions. They're super powerful. They are honed in to help you get focused on your big money-making opportunities. So I've got a couple spots open this summer for some Get Amplified coaching sessions if you want to grab one of those up. And I also want to make sure you know about our free Amplify Your Success community. We're doing some trainings. We're doing some pop-up episodes with some of my podcast guests. And we every week you have a chance to promote and share something about yourself. And every month we're doing live virtual networking parties. So we've got a lot of fun stuff going on over there. Go to amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com and join us. You'll get an invitation to join my private Facebook group over there. All right, so let's get into today's episode. Now, I'll introduce Melinda in more detail in a minute, but I just want to say that I met Melinda at a really amazing event called the New Media Summit. They have them twice a year. And she pitched the room on her topic and what her talk would be about. And it's a really great opportunity if you want to get on more podcasts with big influencers and people that have podcasts that are really hard to get a hold of on a regular basis. You've got 40 plus really powerful podcasters in a room and they're all listening to you and your topic. And so she pitched and I was like, huh, okay. Like, I really like her. She's got amazing energy, but it wasn't quite clicking for me. And I love talking through messaging with people, especially coaches and consultants and healers. They typically get a little bit in their head when they're trying to explain what they do, and it loses the essence sometimes. And so Melinda and I sat down and had a quick chat at the event, and I mentioned to her that potentially she had a way that she could message what she did better. So she asked for help and booked a Get Amplified coaching session, and we're giving you a little taste of what that was like for her. And I hope it will help you with your messaging and really being able to communicate what you do so that your ideal clients can quickly connect with you and know that you're the right one for them. All right, so let's get into the Get Amplified session now. Now, let me introduce you to my guest today. This is Melinda Broadstone. Now, Melinda is someone who I really connected with. We were at a live event and I had to sit down with her and I was so moved by what she did. She helps entrepreneurs understand their unique energy style to help them make bolder, faster decisions and take next actions to help them with successful outcomes. Now, here's what was so cool about Melinda. Melinda, I get that you are really an expert in what you do, right? Like, you know your stuff. You could probably walk into a conversation and have very little knowledge of someone and just drop in some great wisdom nuggets, right?
Mm-hmm.
So welcome to today. Is there anything that you want to add to what you do to help people understand a little context for who you are and what you do in the world?
Well, Melanie, I'd like to just thank you for inviting me onto your show. I'm very excited about today. And I'm so glad we had a chance to meet at that event. I guess I just want your viewers to know that I take a very holistic approach to performance and success in people's lives and their business. And that bridges from science, spirit, human possibility, and many years of practice and experience with working with sages to all different kinds of people that have medical problems. So it's been quite a journey.
Yeah, it sounds like you have a very rich background. And sometimes I think as healers and people who do transformation work, they coach and mentor people, there's a lot of different methodologies that gets mixed together for our unique skills to come forward. But, you know, when we were talking, we kind of surfaced a challenge that I think a lot of people in our field face, and they get sometimes a little stuck in it. And that was messaging, really being able to, what we might just say succinctly, like help people understand the magic we can help create for them in their life. So maybe share with our listeners a little bit, like how this has been a challenge for you and what you like some support with today.
Yes, messaging has been an ongoing issue for me, in part because I've been so wrapped into the process of what I do with people and helping them with that process, not having had to market my skills in the past, that I just didn't understand how to present it to somebody so that they could very quickly determine whether or not they would benefit from it.
Yeah. And I say this is common because I coach a lot of people who are coaches and mentors and consultants. And I find about 8 out of every 10 people have really struggled with this. And so there's different signs that we're struggling with messaging, right? One of them is we feel that struggle of how to say it and then feel good about it. And sometimes the evidence is we don't have enough clients because people are just kind of scanning by and going, I don't get what you do. So how do you see the challenge showing up for you in your business?
I think the first time I noticed it was I was walking on the beach with a friend, and she asked me what I was working with lately and what my business that I had just launched was all about. And it just seemed like I just went on and on and on trying to find some spark of recognition. And I don't think I ever got to that point. I think at the end, she still didn't really understand what was in it for her.
Mm-hmm. Do you think she was a potential ideal client?
Yes, because actually I started working with her. Mm. She had some very tangible physical issues that was much easier to talk about. Mm-hmm. And we set some goals and we achieved those goals, and it was very successful. Hmm.
So this is really such an intriguing opportunity for us and for listeners. And so I'm kind of curious, as you're listening in today, do you find that this is a challenge for you as well? Do you find that sometimes you're in situations where you know someone's potentially a client and you're struggling to find the right way to communicate how you can help them? Or do you find that you're at events and in situations where you're talking to someone and they're just glazing over, they're saying, I don't get it, or you can tell they're not clicking in? Because I think we always feel that spark, we feel that synergy when someone, you know, someone can use your services and it clicks, but then there's all the other times. So I think the first thing I want to set up here is, do you know who your ideal clients are?
I believe so. You know, I've worked with people from their 30s into their 70s on some of these issues, and mm-hmm. the common denominator are issues that have to do with losing confidence and losing the ability to take action, or not being able to find a way to take effective action because they're losing energy because something's getting triggered. There's inner dynamics going on. So some of it relates to trauma. Some of it relates to habit patterns. But all in all, they're individuals who really have talent, mm-hmm. really have capability, and they're not standing in the power of it and utilizing it for the impact that they really want.
So that felt very clear to me. Here's what I want to, so I guess one of the things that can happen when we do these Get Amplified sessions is I might take you in a few different directions to really get to the root of this.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a difference for you between when you try to speak to someone one-on-one and when you communicate in a group setting what you do? Say you're like you're pitching in the front of the room or you're doing like a 30-second intro or something like that. Like, do you notice a difference for you in how articulate you are and how capable you are of communicating what you do?
Well, that's an interesting question because one of my challenges, which is why I can do this work with people as well, because I've worked with it, is my own challenge around around speaking to people. And sometimes it can be a one-on-one, sometimes it's a group. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it really doesn't matter. It's what's going on in my head, mm-hmm. what I'm perceiving either energetically in the space, mm-hmm. Or my, you know, whatever issues that are popping for me around that particular group. So
give me an example of when you felt yourself getting taken out of your power because of something that was bouncing around in the space.
Okay. So one example is some local networking. Mm-hmm. And because I've been in a high level professional position in the medical community as part of the start of my career, I don't want to blow it. You know, I feel like I need to present myself well. And the pressure that I put myself under in that circumstance made me so nervous, I just would have a hard time thinking of what to say.
So this was my suspicion as we started digging into this, that I don't think it's so much about your ability to articulate and like to come up with a statement. I sense that you get in your head a little bit. Mm-hmm. And you overthink it maybe, or like kind of like over process what you want to say. And it's like, there's a little bit of an attachment of the outcome. Like I would need it to go a certain way to feel okay about it. Is that resonating with you as true?
Yes.
Yeah. So like with your friend, maybe there was a little attachment to, I want to make sure I get this right, cause I think I can help her. And I don't know if that was true or not, but I sense that maybe there's a little bit of like, okay, I really need a client, or I really think I can help this person, or I really need to show up and come across as professional. And then your brain kind of overspins and then it gets all, you know, what would we say? Messed up, fucked it up.
So, yeah, certainly in that realm.
Yeah. And so what do you think, let's just take the mindset side of this for a minute, because we can work on the technique, but what do you think would have to happen for you to drop into a very assured state when you're going to communicate your message to anyone in any format?
Well, it's interesting when I'm with people who I feel resonate with the core of what I do, mm-hmm. and what I love, I feel safe and it's so much easier to talk about it.
Yeah.
And so partly, you know, my experience with people when I first meet them is not so much what I'm seeing and hearing from them. It's what I'm feeling in mm-hmm. the space.
And how much of that is accurate and how much of that is getting a little distorted by your own like concern or need for it to go a certain way?
Oh, I think there's plenty of room for that to happen.
Okay. So here's step one, I think, is to have a strategy depending on the energy you're feeling, right? So are you going into this feeling like, okay, I got this. These are my people. Like, I know they get what I do. Or am I in a space where I'm like, okay, this doesn't feel as safe. And I feel like there could be some contention or conflict or, you know, people maybe not getting it. And so you might have two different approaches for how you enter into what you do. And the, like, when you know people got it and you get that there's like some common ground, I think there's a statement you can make. But when you're in the, they, I don't know if they get it. What I would be curious about is, could you use a question statement? Okay. I love questions. And again, this would depend a little bit if you're in a group or you're in a one-on-one situation, but there's some really cool ways you can use metaphors and symbols to help bring a point home. But what I'm thinking of for you is a statement like, and again, I'm just winging this based on what little I know about your work right now, but something like, have you ever met someone who struggled over and over and over again with the same situation, went to all the best healers and doctors and did all the right things, but it never could shift?
Mm-hmm.
And when, you know, give them a second, like, you know, raise your hand if you, you know, or, you know, let them answer. Well, where my gift is I help people who have these, you know, whatever the thing is, right? And I can help pinpoint how their energy is causing them to have pattern issues that are in their blind spot and in their healer's blind spot, and give them a tool or resource, you know, we would fill in the blanks, to move them into confident steps forward. So now we would have to fine tune that to really match what you do, but that's a way of using a question statement to gather attention. And even if they totally don't get what you do, they now have a picture in their mind of how this might work. So we could build on that if you had more time, where you might say, you might give an example or use a metaphor. And so what I like people to think about is, how do you paint a picture that creates clarity instead of confusion? And that's usually a very simple formula: pique interest, paint the picture, give an example, one line of, I help people with this problem have this outcome. And what I find for people is, when they're nervous and they're in their head and overthinking, they tend to overtalk, right? They tend to keep talking, add more stuff, because they're feeling into it rather than having a script they follow. And if they can follow a script, like really like come up with this formula of how to orchestrate those conversations and follow the formula, even if the other person's not getting it, you don't feel tripped up, right? Mm-hmm. And then you stay in your power. And that's what's really important. Because even if people don't get it, chances are they're probably not your ideal clients. They probably aren't going to refer you business anyway, right? They're kind of working in a whole other paradigm. But at least you had come across in your power, and they go, that was good. Mm-hmm. I really got it. That person knows what they're doing. And I think that's one of your goals here, is to really stand in your power and be seen professionally, regardless if someone can use you in your services, right?
Yes.
So that,
I like the question.
Yeah, the questions are super powerful. And also, when you're working with people one-on-one, even if you don't know if they are completely your client, like in the situation with your friend, if you use the question approach, it's a very powerful way to open up a dialogue and get the person curious and wanting more, right? So it kind of gives them the opening to say, okay, tell me how that works. Like, I'm intrigued. Like, what is that? What does that mean? So now you have a dialogue.
Yes. And much more important than just me talking.
Exactly. And so what I think happens is, when we're nervous, we're overthinking it, we get attached, we keep talking and keep trying to explain it. And what's missing is the interaction that gets someone intrigued and enrolled in an outcome. So we were going to use this process. Say you're going on a walk with a new friend who you're like, yeah, I really think I could help them with this. What's a question you might ask before you drop into what you do?
And this is before.
So let's say they say, well, tell me what you do, Melinda. Like, I'm still not really sure what you do. What do you do? So how could you answer that with a question to enroll them in wanting to know more?
That's a good question. Because my mind goes...
Point. I'll give you a starting point. A little help. Have you ever met someone who... And then what's the problem? And so here's a little trick. This is an influence trick. I'm actually going to do a whole episode on using these techniques because they are meant to help you bridge the gap with someone. So if they've been explaining a problem they have, you might choose language that matches and mirrors the problem they've been explaining. So let's say someone says, give me a common problem that someone explains to you, Melinda, that you know you're perfect at helping them with.
Oh, they feel like they're going to throw up when it's time to have a sales call.
Okay, perfect. All right. So have you ever met someone gets really queasy, feels super stressed out before a sales call? Yeah. Oh my God. That's exactly how I feel. That's what I was just saying. Okay. Well, what one of the areas that I have a great strength in is I help people who have that kind of stress and uncomfortableness, blah, 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 right? So one sentence, taking the problem, and this is where I can take them to, which is the positive outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And then you stop talking.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say, how does that work? Right. See, the minute you stop talking, they either tuned out and they're like, I'm out. Like, this is not interesting to me. And then you change the subject. Or you could say, does that make sense? Like, or is that something that you see people struggling with? Or you wait for them to answer and say, well, that's me. Like, I would love to know more about that. And then you can say, a next step, right? Like, well, here's how I help people. Like, I figure out what the root of the problem is, and we do a 1-hour session, right? Like, you can explain a little bit more of the detail.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a little formula for how to frame what you do to enroll people in wanting to know the rest of it.
Well, and what I love about that, Melanie, is that the question has an opening for a lot of variety. So I can feel into a person and get a sense of what their problem might already be and use that particular mm-hmm. scenario in the question, knowing that most likely it's going to highly resonate with them.
Yes. Yes. So that's one angle. The second angle is to have more of a statement approach where... Give me another example of something that you have had a lot of experience helping people resolve.
A lot of self-critical language.
Okay. So what happens if somebody has a lot of self-critical language? What are you able to help them do differently?
To make friends with themselves and give them some tools to to respond to that criticism as if it's a separate person. So distancing mm-hmm. them from the criticism so that they're no longer owning it. So they can find their way back to the power that they are.
So that's what I would focus on. So one of the things that I think happens for a lot of coaches is we talk ourselves through a process and we think our ideal client wants to understand the process too. We mm-hmm. see the value in the process. Yeah. They don't care about the process. They want to know, can you get me to a better outcome? And then they may want to know how you do that. So what if one of the things you started working on is instead of like taking people down a process, you start creating connections between if they have this problem, they probably want this outcome, right? And I help them get to that outcome. And I'm getting this intuitive hit that what could be super, super helpful for you is here's their problem, right? Column number one is the problem. Mm-hmm. Column number three is an outcome they really want. So if someone's self-critical, they probably beat themselves up a lot. They probably have a lot of fears and doubts, and it probably holds them back from feeling happy, fulfilled, right? They probably don't have a lot of gratitude. And so that probably affects their ability to grow and succeed in their business or their career, right?
And relationships.
And relationships. So what if it's like, well, one of my specialties is I work with people who have a lot of internal criticism. And what if we came up with a name for it? They've got a lot of monkey chatter or they've got gremlins that tend to run rampant in their brain and are constantly criticizing them and everything around them. And I show them how to live a life of confidence, courage, and power by changing their blah, blah, blah. And their blah, blah, blah is your unique formula. So it would be about coming up with special names for the things you do to get them there, right? So trying to think of an example of how this one might go, but I help them tune into, so when they're in the self-criticism and what they really want is to feel powerful and confident and have more success in relationships and business, I take them through my Gremlin Buster program, right? Like I'm just making that up, right? My 5-step Gremlin Banisher to help them really like be more courageous and blah, 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 right? So you can see that the process in between is having a catchy hook of a formula that moves them from one place to the other. And what that does is instead of getting lost in the big explanation of what you do, which is very cool, by the way, it's just people can get lost in it, right? It's the focus on the problem, the outcome, and I have a technique that helps them move through it, right? So for an example, one of the things I use in my work is like if somebody's lost in the cash flow game and they just have absolutely no idea what they're supposed to focus on to really get their revenue up, I'll help them uncover their unique profit amplifier so that they can increase their revenues by 10 to 50K in the next 30 days. So that would be an example of how I might say that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does this make sense in terms of like creating a bridge that's not just going deep dive into the process, but just having a catchy way to frame it?
Yes, I've heard people talk about that before, but it wasn't explained in that way to give the reason as to why you would want to do that.
It cuts the noise down, really what it is, and it grabs attention. And the other thing is when we start to tease these little hooks out of you, then we can start to use them across all of your marketing to create a uniform conversation that is buzzworthy.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is, all right, I'm on this interview with so-and-so on this big name podcast, Amplifier Success, blah, 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 right?
And it's,
okay, so I am going to explain how I use my blah, blah, blah formula to get people this result. And then when I'm talking to someone privately, when I'm doing a webinar, when I'm writing a blog post, right? Whenever you're doing one of your visibility platforms, you keep using this consistent language and all of a sudden people know you as the queen of whatever, right? And so it creates cohesive branding and communications that are easy for people to latch onto.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah,
it absolutely does.
And it's just a different way to start formalizing the stuff you do all the time. Mm-hmm. But because you're doing it from you're living it all the time, right? You're coming out of probably a very professional, probably, do I remember you came out of like a Fortune 500 company or you were in education as your background?
Well, I worked in educational systems and medical systems as an occupational therapist.
Hmm.
And that's where I started integrating holistic practices.
Right.
Yeah.
So how you do something is very important in that world.
Yes.
When you move into the marketing of you, the catchiness of it, like the formulaic version, is what lands for people quickly. And so it's literally like you have to move into the paradigm of, let's just say coaching, instead of the paradigm of educating, you know, as a medical professional. Mm-hmm. See where that distinction comes in?
Yes.
Yeah. So what I would do, and let's see how we're doing on time today. So we've got a couple more minutes. What I would do is I would think of the 3 to 5 most important problems you solve. Your ideal clients struggle with them. What are the outcomes you typically can create for them? So think problem, outcome, and then what's the formula? What could I name the formula in the middle? And it doesn't have to be perfect. You know, I'll just let you in on a little secret, Melinda. I probably renamed my formulas over the 18 years several times, right? They can grow and evolve with you. You're not stuck with them forever. Sometimes I try them on for a couple of weeks and I go, no, that one is not going to work. And you have to really own it, like it has to feel good to you. And I think this is one of the things we were talking about this a little bit in the green room before we came on, is you're going to get different advice from different coaches. And what I always suggest is you need to find a coach that A, you feel like totally gets you, and B, helps you feel confident in how you move forward with that advice, right? I don't really love the drop and run mentoring where it's like, hey, here's this thing, now go do it, right? You need to embody it, which means you need to be able to say it and own it. So what I would highly suggest is you come up with that list and then really practice them. Can you embody it when you say it? Are you saying it and going, yeah, that feels fire, right? Like I feel fierce. I feel confident. I feel like my energy is expanding when I say that because it just rolls. Or does it feel clunky? And you think, you know, that's not really feeling right, right? Like you got to really own it.
Yeah. That's definitely true, because I know it certainly translates through my energy. And if my energy is dropping as I'm giving my message, it's not going to come across well.
Well, and this is where I think, again, getting in your head is really common. Like there's so much that rides on those. And trust me, oh my gosh, I've been on stage in front of hundreds of people and been completely in my head and felt like I've completely biffed it. And then I've been where I just nailed it. And I knew I nailed it and I stayed in my power. And the difference was right up here, mm-hmm. right in my head. Was I trusting myself, and did I have my hooks really lined up with the action that I want those people to take? And that's the last piece of this puzzle. And again, there's a lot of pieces and parts when we're in these kind of businesses. Right? There's all these different scenarios. Am I doing a live speech? Is it something they're going to see on my website? Is it something that I'm going to be doing in an interview? Right? So we have to have some key elements. We need to have a few of those messaging hooks that we just talked about. I need to know what's the action I want them to take. And then how am I going to nurture them to become an action taker and hire me in some way, shape, or form? And so part of what we need to work out further than what we'll do today is, how do you reverse engineer what's the action they're going to take with the hook, right? The 3 to 5 messaging statements that make people want that freebie, that next step that you're offering. So let's bridge one of them real quick before we have to wrap up. Right now, one of your core gifts that you offer on your website is the energy assessment, right?
Mm-hmm. Energy style assessment, yep.
Energy style assessment. So there's a couple of things I might want to tweak with you if we were going to deep dive into all that. I might want to just fine tune what you call that and just create a little bit more branding, but I still really like it. I love the idea of it. And what is the number one piece of clarity that the energy style assessment would reveal to a potential client?
It would tie together that how they're feeling and what they're thinking is being expressed in their energy, and people are responding to that even before they even say anything.
So in a way, it's their unconscious expression to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely,
they're going to understand why certain things may be blocked, and or they struggle with certain types of relationships or in certain types of situations.
Yes.
Over and over and over again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what would the challenge be that you would want to make sure you put into an interview, a webinar, you know, whatever your marketing vehicle is, to that would make them want to take that energy style assessment?
Well, you know, it's interesting because so many people have blind spots around this.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that that's just part of who they are and that it's not even changeable.
Yes.
Because it's been so much a part of their life.
Yeah. It's been hardwired into them since birth, probably.
Yeah.
Okay. So what they might find is, let's say you're going to be talking to, let's say, maybe a group of leaders.
Mm-hmm.
What if one of the things is you tend to come across very harsh and dictator-like to the people you lead? And you're realizing that the people you lead are not resonating with you in the way you'd hoped. Could they solve that problem taking your energy style assessment?
Well, it's the first step in solving the problem.
Right.
It's not going to be 100% solved taking the assessment, but it will bring them insight and give them some first action steps towards it.
Right. So what you would say is, whatever the situation is, I have a first step that I'd like to invite you to take, and that is, you don't know what to fix until you know what style of energy you have, because each energy style has a very different formula for how you evolve into the kind of leader you want to be, right? I'm just making that part up.
Mm-hmm.
So the first step is, I want you to go and take my free energy style assessment, where you'll get your unique energy style and be able to learn what the next steps are for you to not have to like struggle with this the rest of your life, but literally unravel your unique success code, right? Something of that nature.
Yes, really turn it into something that can support them and be a success for them instead of it being a deterrent.
Yes. So that's just an example of how I want you to think about reverse engineering to the action you want to take. You want to make sure you have a talking point that elicits the problem that your action solves.
I see.
So if you're going to do a consult, you would name the consult so that the problem they're having gets addressed. And then like, hey, you want to solve this? Come take me up on this XYZ session, get my energy style assessment, get the chapter of my book, right? We want to create the path between the two. I bring this up, excuse me, because a lot of people have a major disconnect between the conversation they have between the marketing piece and the action. And that's why it doesn't get used. That's why you don't get the leads you want. That's why it may not be working.
Well, that makes perfect sense. It all needs to tie together,
yeah,
and be coherent. I mean, that's what I teach in terms of how your energy presents, the coherency. And so I can see that in the messaging, and all of the pieces of marketing need to be coherent as well to make a point.
Yeah. And you know, these are what I call the optimizing steps, right? Like getting them in place is the first step. And then we always are going to optimize them and amplify them so that they work better. And so now you've got a lot of the pieces in place. It's just fine-tuning the message, fine-tuning the positioning, fine-tuning the steps that people take so they perform better. And I just want to leave you with one thing as we wrap up. I think as coaches, there are people who are great marketers and everything can be done online. They can create these sophisticated funnels and online journeys. And then there are people where the magic turns on when you're connecting. And I think you're probably a lot like me, where the magic really turns on when you're connecting. And so be thinking about that as you build out the journey you want a potential client to take with you. How do they get to the place where they experience your magic, where they experience the connection that only comes alive when they, you know, when they're interacting with you? There are ways to capture that online, you know, and not have to do things one-on-one. But for a lot of people, you gotta build that in somehow and just accept that that's how your magic works. And that's what's going to work for your clients to say yes. Mm-hmm. So Melinda, I love this energy style assessment so much. I'm wondering if you could share with people how they can check it out and, you know, what's up for you, what's coming next, and what's your big takeaway from today?
Oh, let's see. Like I said, the coherency, what you laid out for me is the coherency that's needed in the languaging, the messaging, and all of the marketing pieces online, on stage, one-on-one. They all need to be very coherent. And that speaks to my language. I get that. So that really, I'm sure I've heard it in some other way before, but it was unique to you that it came together like that and hit home. So thank you for that. Yeah. And you gave me some really great questions to work with and some places where I need to review and come up with some language that really depicts what I have to offer. So I really like that. And I am looking forward to a publication. It's a book compilation for, this one's under the category of business boosts. And it's all about how our inner world affects and creates procrastination that then impacts on our personal lives, how comfortable we are and our business and getting important things done. So that chapter is coming out in the fall, and I will be having some free downloads for that. So you can keep an eye out for that. But meanwhile, the energy style assessment is on my website, www.mbroadstone.com. And you will see pretty boldly on that page a place to access that. Yeah. You'll take the assessment and then you'll get your style assessment. There will be a video waiting for you to describe that.
Love it. Yeah. So go check out your energy style assessment and get the first step to having revealed to you where you may have some patterns that aren't serving you and how to resolve those and really up-level your game. So Melinda, thanks for joining in today. I love creating this clarity for passionate entrepreneurs and people ready to amplify their success. And as you're listening in, if you're thinking, man, I would love to have Melanie's business brain on my business too. There's something I've been struggling with. I feel challenged. Pop on over to melaniebenson.com/coaching and you can book in a Get Amplified private session for you. All right. We'll see you guys all next week with another episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast. Bye, Melinda.
Thank you, Melanie.
This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at AmplifyYourSuccessPodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at AmplifyYourSuccessCommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.